Well, for this week's edition of the Cattleman's Call, we are joined by a very special guest, someone who has just returned from an incredibly long journey seeing all the cattle industry from all across America and doing so with a very selective group of individuals. For this week's Cattleman's Call report, I'm Ella Stiefvater. Well, today we're joined by Trevor Johnson. You might recognize him as a graduate of the first Cattlemen's Leadership Academy from last year, and also a recent participant of the Young Cattlemen's Leadership Conference nationwide. Trevor, thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be on. Thank you, Ella.
So essentially, you just had the experience of a lifetime. Can you tell us a little bit about what YCC is and what your experience was like?
Yeah, YCC was an unforgettable experience. It was so cool. There was about 70 of us on the trip, and we started in Denver, Colorado at the NCBA office, where we learned about, you know, NCBA as an organization, the beef checkoff, kind of the firewalls in between the two and how they operate. From there, we also learned about policy and how it's brought from the producer level up to, you know, all the way to DC and how it's enacted and just the process of how it gets there. We also had the opportunity to tour a large feed yard at Five Rivers out in that area and do some other sightseeing as well. From there, we traveled to Sioux City and toured the Tyson Foods and Empirical Foods plants, where we saw both the beef harvest side of the industry as well as some further processing there at Empirical. And then from there, went to Ohio to Certified Angus Beef and learned about them and their marketing initiatives and how they operate, and ended our journey in DC learning, you know, kind of bringing it full circle from our time in Denver to seeing how policies actually brought about and enacted in DC.
So obviously a very high-paced journey to cover that many miles in such a short amount of time. And like you already pointed out, there were so many different stops along the way. Like, what was the highlight for you, or what was one big thing that you took away that you just thought was so incredible?
Well, it probably sounds cliche, but the people, you know, it was incredible to be around 70 of the industry's best, you know, some of the sharpest and brightest minds in the industry coming together and spending an entire week together. That was really special. But, you know, as far as the trip itself, I would say the policy aspect of it was the most intriguing, or, you know, the most engaging part of it for me. That's not a side of the industry that I'm very in touch with or in tune with. And so seeing how we as producers can bring policy from the producer level, bring it through an organization, and ultimately see it come to fruition in DC, that was really rewarding.
And I always just think it's so interesting that policy has to work for so many different people. And what you saw on this trip, getting to see so many different aspects of the industry, and then trying to tie that together with how policy affects every single one of them, I think that's just such a rare perspective that not many people are ever going to have.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, it was kind of foreign to me when we started the trip. And by the end, you know, especially getting to visit with, you know, our state representative and our two senators, you know, it was just interesting to me, you know, being able to visit with them one on one as a producer and just have genuine discussions about policy and things impacting producers in our state, but also across the country. And so that was just very rewarding.
And maybe kind of a side tangent of that would be, you know, what are maybe some of the things that you feel like we should be focusing on as an industry, or maybe from conversations you had with other people on the trip, what are maybe some concerns coming down the pike or things that we need to keep an eye on?
Well, some of the big things, you know, obviously drought and, you know, access to water, especially for those in the West, you know, is going to continue to be a persistent issue. It's probably not a new one, but it's not going away. And that was certainly shared, you know, from the participants from the Western parts of the country. I would say some more overarching issues were, you know, especially for young producers, access to land, access to capital and credit, and potentially expanding some of those opportunities for young producers was top of mind for a lot of other people on the trip. You know, as we look to rebuild the cow herd, you know, potentially opening up more CRP acres for grazing, developing more working lands initiatives to get more cattle onto land that isn't being grazed today. You know, those were some of the big overarching topics that were discussed anyways.
Yeah, like you said, I know that that's not a new aspect maybe of some of the things we're looking at, but something that obviously a lot of collaboration is going to need to happen to address some of those. And obviously trips like this are a really strong start to that.
Well, and especially just the brain power in the room, you know, it's a good opportunity for people from across the country to bounce ideas off of each other, you know, and especially like, you know, some of the producers from the western parts of the country, you know, they were sharing their experiences with wolves and different predators, and it's not something that we deal with very regularly. And so, you know, there's obviously policy ramifications for issues like that. And so being able to visit with those producers from other parts of the country and see what they're going through firsthand, you know, it really opens your eyes to the industry.
Like you've already pointed out too, at a national level, how important it is to have that unified front to understand those different aspects so that policy can reflect good changes for everyone in a way that works for everyone too. So you're a young producer yourself, you're a young cattleman, you're obviously getting started in your own operation and working on involvement in groups around the state. What's maybe your encouragement to other young producers to step up into leadership roles or to do trips like YCC?
I mean, again, it sounds cliche, but just get involved at whatever level or capacity you can or you're willing to. You know, the people that I've met through experiences like YCC, you know, I left DC with 70 new, what felt like brothers and sisters. And so, you know, the people you meet, the experiences you gain, the things you get to see, I mean, those are priceless, and I think it makes you a better industry participant, but it also makes us stronger as an industry when we can come together, bounce ideas off of each other, you know, whether it's state, local, or national. I think the more we're in the same room and we're collaborating, you know, I think the more powerful we are as an industry. You know, that was one of the big takeaways from my meetings with our legislators in DC, especially on the state level, was a big piece of advice from them to us as producers is when we go to DC or we go even to the state level and we, you know, lobby or campaign for different changes in the industry, you know, coming to our legislators with a more unified front and having some more discernment about what it is we're trying to do and how we want to get there. And so I think the more often we can get in the same room and bounce ideas off of each other, the better off we are.
Yeah, that power of collaboration, the power of communication certainly is just so valuable, especially when you think about the impact that can have, like you said, not only at a state level, but truly at a national level. I mean, that's how change is made. So Trevor, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing about your experience. Just thank you so much for sharing that vision with us.
Thank you, Ella. And I really appreciate the opportunity to represent South Dakota Cattlemen's at this event.
Once again, Trevor was the selected South Dakota candidate to be part of the YCC experience, the program that took them nationwide. With this week's Cattleman's Call, I'm Ella Seafotter.